Recent data from PROOF, a research program at the University of Toronto, has shown Nova Scotia's food insecurity was up 5% in 2022 from the previous year and 21% from before the COVID-19 pandemic. Wendy Fraser, executive director of the North Grove, says poverty is the root cause and that more social assistance needs to be put in place to keep up with the rate of inflation.
The North Grove is a food and family center, and really what we do is we bring people together around supportive programming and food. So we're a community hub. We have a variety of programs, and all of them really are meant to bring community together around food. But it's really about reducing social isolation in normal times, and it's not normal times right now. Poverty is still very isolating. And so lots of people in Dartmouth North are living in poverty. And so, you and I want to have some time together. We go out and have a coffee and socialize. Well, if you don't have any money to do that, then your ability to connect in the world is really limited as well. So our whole model is meant to kind of bring people together, either around food skills or working on a farm or from community meals, or for a part of our advocacy program. And we have participants who are also volunteers. So we have 135 volunteers right now. Over half of them are people who also use our services. So they're part of actually making the meals that they're then serving to their neighbor. So, kind of the model is really, recognizing there's food insecurity as well and ensuring that people have access to food, but really has been focused on ensuring people have access to connection. Meals are a nice part of the connection, and they certainly help offset people's food needs.
What is the definition of food insecurity?
So marginal food insecurity, this is from data on household food insecurity in 2022, out of the PROOF. It's called PROOF is the organization that listed this. And it's based on Canadian stats. So worry about running out of food. Marginal food insecurity is worrying about running out of food or limited food selection due to lack of money or food. Mm-hmm. Moderate food insecurity is compromising the quality and or quantity of food due to lack of money for food. And severe food insecurity means you're missing meals, reducing your food intake. And at the most extreme, you're going day or days without food.
So right now, Nova Scotia has been seeing an increase. There was a 5% increase from 2021 to 2022 and 21% increase since 2019. So what are some of the contributing factors as to why Nova Scotians are experiencing this increase right now?
Poverty. Really, at the end of the day, this is about poverty. I had another interview yesterday, and there was a conversation about, food insecurity or housing insecurity. They're secondary issues. They're secondary issues to the fact that there's significant poverty. So, there's been minimal social assistance increases. A family of four is getting around less than $1,200 a month. How do you find a place to rent with two children and two adults and have money for food?
Yeah.
It starts to become impossible. And so, our kind of social safety net has not kept up. There's also people who are just marginally employed. So they're employed, but they're employed in low income positions. And then, we're not doing anything to manage housing costs. So they can't then, having a roof over your head is the first priority. So then food becomes the second priority. So all of it really, in my mind, is about people having access to a living wage. Mm-hmm. And that there is a guaranteed basic income. And if people who are on the margins who aren't able to work had a guaranteed basic income, and so did the people who worked, whether that was offset by government or not. I'm not an economics person, but realistically, that money goes back into the community. It supports the community. It goes into the tax base. So, will there be a cost? Yes. But right now, what we did, back in the 60s and 70s, built housing that was affordable. Social assistance rates, some of the social assistance rates, it went up 2% last time. we know that that's nowhere near keeping pace with inflation. So what's happening is the people who are struggling the more, most are being left further and further behind. And then the not-for-profits are becoming kind of the support system to try and fix it. Well, we're also, our costs are going up and up and up, and our, dollars we're fundraising are going up and up and up. It can't, it's still outpacing us. So, really it's a systemic problem around poverty.
Did the pandemic exacerbate this? I guess just with all
Well, in
the
some ways it did, and in some ways it actually made it easier for a bit. So, when we look at at our numbers and stuff, when people had access to CERB, it really created that guaranteed basic income. And so the usage went down for us. There were people, during the pandemic, we just turned into a food distribution site. Our whole model changed. And we were giving food away for free because just managing the money of it all and how many people could come out was just too complicated. And lots of people stopped coming. And what we basically heard was they figured they could manage, but they would leave it for others who couldn't. So during that initial time, it was actually easier. But then, as people ran out of CERB, it wasn't renewed, people had money back, all of that. And then, this last year of inflation, it's just completely, completely out of hand. Like there's no way for people to be able to afford on fixed income of any sort, current food costs. They just can't. So the pandemic, to my mind, is really what caused the inflation spike. And so that has ultimately caused this, but for a period during the pandemic, it's actually easier for folks who are on, limited income.
Does the North Grove have any data about like how like an increase in how many people you're seeing?
I mean, our numbers in the last year, we have a number of different kind of programs, but in terms of kind of food related programming, our community meals, where we bring people together to have meals, either family meals or community meals, we've seen a 45% increase in attendees to that. We have a subsidized market that is has seen 135% increase in people coming to. And then we have a trading cupboard where folks can come and bring, people who are using food banks often get a lot of beans. For some reason, we've all believed that donating beans is a healthy benefit, and it is, except everybody does it. And most people, A, don't have anything else to put with beans, so they don't want them. And it makes them just feel like it's poor people food. So they often are not welcome. So people can come and bring stuff that they have and trade it into our trading cupboard. So we actually get a lot of beans because that's what they used to trade with. But our trading cupboard, so you can come and get cans of, tuna or pasta or whatever. Our trading cupboard has, in usage, has increased over 200%. So, we were regularly having around 43 people in a month who would use a trading cupboard, and now it's more like 160, something like that. I don't have the exact number, but I know it's over 200% increase.
Kind of talking about like people just getting beans. Obviously, you're not meeting all your nutritional like benefits there. So, what are some of the dangers in families, obviously with children, like experiencing food insecurity and just for people's day-to-day lives?
The stress is unbelievable for folks, right? To not think that you can feed yourself or feed your child is it just creates a whole nother layer in terms of mental health challenges. If children aren't well fed, they're not learning. So it's impacting ultimately school outcomes at the end of the day, because it's going to impact their ability to learn, their actual physical overall long-term health in terms of their lives, how much they grow, how well they grow. All those things are impacted by not having access to secure access to food. So, I mean, parents are doing all sorts of stuff to make this work, right? Using various food banks, but even that, some of that food wraparound systems are less than before the pandemic. So there's less options for them than there were before. Oftentimes we talk about hoping that we can work ourselves out of business, because we can actually advocate for a stronger food system and get to a new place with it. But in fact, we've never been needed more.